Welcome to Clean Up Your Breakup. This is Module 1. What I'm about to share is ideally suited to people suffering from heartache and loss from a breakup, but do not have the added complications of shared finances and children. That kind of separation requires added help modules to help smooth out the more complicated energy around all of the extra elements. In this podcast, we will help you to relieve heartache and emotional pain, help you gain understanding and reality around how you ended up feeling the way you do right now, and number 3, help you to gain new knowledge and awareness of yourself and good positive control around what you really want in a future relationship. 4, get inspired and empowered to live authentically and confidently in your own unique way without dialing yourself back. Breakups can be incredibly painful on so many levels. Reactions can be incredibly strong and feel like actual physical pain. During this heavy emotional time, one can make definite decisions and confirmations to themselves about future relationships, thinking they're protecting themselves from feeling like this ever again. You might be making decisions like, I'm never going to fall in love again, or love is painful and relationships are far too hard. These may seem like rational thoughts at the time, given the heavy emotional state you are now sitting in, but what I've found working with thousands of people is that later in life, these exact decisions made under stress become the exact patterns of the relationship that keep repeating long into the future. Not because they're necessarily true, but because thoughts are things, and unconsciously, these ideas can become permanent subconscious beliefs and patterns. Unfortunately, that thought can actually turn into a manifestation point or a creation point for more of the same long into the future. So together, let's transform this heartbreak and heartache and emotional pain into a wonderful growth experience to learn more rapidly where relationships have lacked or failed for you, giving you an opportunity to create meaningful, joyful, happy, connected relationships. Firstly with yourself and secondly with a future partner. It's likely most beneficial to do this section with a pen and paper, writing down what comes to mind. But if you are walking or driving or busy in the kitchen, you will clear pieces more powerfully if on each question asked, you notice where in, on or around your body there are what I call energetics that ping up. These are areas of feelings, sensations, tightness or tension. Energy is often held in areas of your body that are not in optimum condition. These can be areas where unhandled emotion is still stored from a time when you may not have had the tools to handle what was coming up for you in the relationship. So just notice where your thoughts go in the first 1 to 3 seconds each time I ask a question. For example, you may notice that energy was held in your neck or shoulders. If your partner was in a particular mood and your body tensed up, you may have dialed back expressing your own wants, needs, personal expectations, or your choices in order for the relationship to run more smoothly as you saw it at the time. Those emotions, unexpressed, may still be lingering in, on, or around your body, as well as in your thoughts in the form of memories that pop up for you. The memories that pop in are often uninvited by you, but may be ignited by a song or a smell or a location. Pleasant memories are, of course, wonderful. It's the unpleasant ones that can affect your mood, your day, and your life. But eventually, with some practice, memories can become just a signal that stored emotion is still available to be released from the past. So as I put blanker ideas across to you, in the form of sometimes a question, simply notice areas where any expression of you, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, or financially, was kind of pinched off from freedom or remained dialed back, quiet in your own field because it felt too difficult to share, or there was a level of fear that your expression may spark an unwanted confrontation. As I put these ideas across, just recognize what resonates for you in particular. I will put many blanket ideas and questions across, and you may not have some or all of them. So if any of the following isn't true for you, just notice what does feel true for you, so you can cleanse and clear your own specific reality around your previous relationship. I would like you to begin by staying laser focused on your most recent previous relationship for the entirety of this podcast, which can be used for other relationships separately, but just the most recent one is the most important one that we run first. So let's begin. In your previous relationship, we want to know, were there parts of yourself that you had to dial back, like areas of conversation that felt too uncomfortable to raise, times where you felt you had to keep quiet, or you felt really squashed or contained in this relationship? As you reflect back on your previous relationship, notice what happened to your level of energy around that partner. Were you able to express excitement? What happened to your personality in the presence of your previous partner? I want you to notice any areas where you felt squashed or unwanted or unwelcome or left out. Notice where you dulled yourself down or turned off or maybe hid away. Did you pretend maybe that a part of you didn't exist? Things like jealousy or shyness, awkwardness, being embarrassed or ashamed of some part of you. Or did you remain quiet about a particular person or a past failure? Were there parts of yourself you didn't want to draw attention to, like your voice, parts of your body, the way you laughed, your sense of humour, your knowledge or academic achievements or underachievements? Were there any other aspects of your life or your own personal expression of emotion that were on mute around this partner? This is where we want to find out all the little shifts and changes that may have happened in your own field in the presence of this person. We want to know what wasn't optimal for you. And as you reflect back, you may notice areas of conversation or topics or people you felt were easier not to talk about or wouldn't be received well. Were there people or events that were best to avoid being around because it wasn't comfortable, or it may cause anger or sadness in yourself or your partner? This is your opportunity to notice if anything was swept under the carpet, hidden, easier not to raise, or you couldn't be bothered to bring up. There may be things where you took more responsibility with the intention of making it easier than discussing and having a conversation about. Reflection is a wonderful thing. So now that you're at the end of the relationship, it's important to get all the little nitty-gritty parts in your past relationship where you may have been subdued, repressed, squashed, stomped on, put down, or overpowered. As much as we want to reduce the negative or difficult feelings, we also want to discover more about you so that in a future relationship, there is a more authentic, empowered, self-loving, emotionally more mature, expanded you available. This is an exploration of yourself as much as it is about cleaning up the relationship. The more you uncover, the more self-empowerment could be available to choose and more fulfilling experiences in relationships moving forward. For this next area to explore, get as honest as you can, get as real as you can. Spotting even tiny little moments can help you understand yourself better and how the relationship came to be the kind of vibration it was. As each explored awareness of how we have been affected can allow a future you and improved you to experience increasing happiness through the knowledge of self, you will have more conscious control over your ability to attract and create a wonderful relationship where you grow side by side, choosing each other each day along the way. So for this next area to explore, we want to know, was anything made to feel small, not good enough or less than important? This is where you get to spot anything that may have felt unappreciated, unnoticed, awkward, embarrassed, unattractive, or silly. Like, were there any aspects of your personality, your appearance, physicality, skills, gifts, and talents, or contributions that were made to feel awkward, not good enough, or unattractive in any area of your life or living? These areas can go unnoticed at the time, But there could be areas like some things that you loved doing suddenly didn't feel cool enough or good enough for this person. This is an opportunity to spot aspects of yourself that you maybe began to love less, stopped sharing, or maybe stopped trusting because this person was in your world. It is really important to know that while you are looking at some of the more negative parts of a relationship, what we know is there are no mistakes, just opportunities to learn, grow, and expand in your experience and awareness so you can grow your knowledge, grow your ability to let go of what doesn't serve you, or to forgive yourself and find peace, empowerment, and calmness. No one arrives with all the knowledge of how to get everything right the first time. And while we are looking at the negative parts, it doesn't mean there weren't great and wonderful parts to the relationship too, else you wouldn't have likely gotten yourself into it in the first place. In this third area to explore, we want to know, was there anything that you were really mindful of that you may have started to tiptoe around? Any times where you felt like you were walking on eggshells? Maybe things that you avoided being, doing, having, saying, or sharing because of an atmosphere, energy, or mood emanating from your partner. These are times when you maybe felt smaller or contracted, caged in, or squashed because of your previous partner's mood, energy, or emotion at the time. You may have had areas where you felt roadblocked to go in a particular direction, like you might have wanted to explore an event or something social, travel together, or maybe a holiday or a living situation, but sort of felt roadblocked so you didn't bring it up again. As you reflect back across the relationship, notice who you were being or becoming in the space of your previous partner at all of these times where you felt smaller or contracted. This is where you get to notice the fluctuations, if any, of your own expression of you in that person's presence. Every person in our lives has the ability to extract different qualities from us. Each person in our lives can reflect aspects of ourselves that we like or don't like. Exploring how your previous relationship affected you gives you an opportunity to grow your strengths and potentially take responsibility for how you wanted to show up in a way that optimizes how you feel about you. I really love this next layer of discovery. This is where we want to have a look at things that you may have hid or kept secret from your previous partner. It's really good to look at your truth and honesty, no matter how deceivingly small during the relationship. Even things like omission of conversation or avoiding raising something are like a deeper, more secret way of holding back who you are, leaving the other person really unaware of the parts of you that you haven't even revealed. On a more conscious level, there may have been things like topics, events, people, or conversations that were avoided. Or maybe you did or said something you wish you hadn't and didn't know how to raise it with them. Remember, this is not for anyone else's ears, and we know that that was then and it's not happening in the now. This is an opportunity for you to explore how it all went down for you. It could be insignificant things you should have said, that you decided not to say, to avoid confrontation, or because it was just easier to keep the peace at the time. It could have been shyness, embarrassment, or a feeling of being too sensitive, or a fear of pushing them away that stopped you revealing your truth about a feeling, emotion, or situation at the time. It is interesting to observe if you are not 100% truthful, honest, or authentic to yourself or your previous partner. It can be even the tiniest little moments where you held yourself back that contribute to reduced connection and closeness in your previous relationship or one you choose to have in the future. Relationships often reflect back to you those forgotten parts or hidden parts of yourself. So cleaning them up and spotting them here in the present can allow self-forgiveness to take its place and is a loving thing you can do for you and everyone around you. On the opposite side of what maybe you were omitting or kept hidden from your previous partner is what they may have kept hidden from you or omitted from communicating with you about, like a feeling they were avoiding something, Some of these areas might not be true for you, so don't look for things that aren't there, but simply notice if, from your viewpoint, possible areas or thoughts that may arise where it felt like your partner may not have been honest or kept a truth to themselves. If they were not being authentic with you, it may have felt a little or a lot false, but maybe you were too uncomfortable or too afraid to know more. If any of these prompters flagged up for you, what happened to your expression of you in these moments? Did you go quiet, get depressed, get angry, paranoid, or did they tell you that you were being oversensitive, jealous, or crazy? Sometimes a tip-off is when they go quiet, leave the space or not contact for a while, making you feel like you were responsible or not good enough. It can be good to notice here where they may have made excuses or justifications that didn't feel quite right. The aim of this question is to get to see how dishonesty or omission of truth was handled or not handled, and how it has a lasting effect to deeper connection in a partnership. Omission of truth can be as painful as actually knowing the truth, and both can be really hard to get in the face of. I believe knowledge is power, and if you want to heal and understand your relationship patterns, then knowing and shining a light on any contributions to the relationship not being harmonious will enable you to feel empowered to create great relationships in the future. The more honesty and truth that you can perceive with yourself is the way forward. I can say from experience, there is always more to learn about yourself, both the inhibiting patterns and habits and behaviors that you can now shed and release, and the growth and empowerment you have yet to experience. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is own up to what you did if you made a mistake, like, "Yes, I hurt you, I'm so sorry," or, "I am still growing the skills to know how to make a relationship great, and I stuffed up, but I'd like an opportunity to make it right." Owning up to things can also solve an ongoing mystery too. Like, "I went out with my friend and told you I was with family because I didn't want you to feel bad, but lying actually made me feel bad." Unfortunately, white lies and dishonesty can actually diminish the liar's confidence the most, as they lose trust in themselves to live authentically and communicate freely without fear they will upset someone. The more white lies and the more self-trust erodes within. Next minute, white lies were rolling off the tongue disguised as, "I don't want to make waves," or "it was easier just to keep the peace." Commonly, a behavior picked up in earlier life to avoid an unwanted reaction from a parent or the like. As adults, choosing to have adult-like relationships, it's time to shed what doesn't work. Choose to show up as honestly and authentically as you can and give yourself total permission to speedily break through old patterns that hold you back from the loving connection you deserve and desire. In this fifth layer, let's explore those areas where you may have wished you did do or say something, or perhaps you wish you didn't do or say something. Did you or your previous partner make a mistake with words or actions, or have a regret that caused a sever or break in emotional closeness? Notice what and when it was, if anything, and then look back over the duration of the relationship and notice any other times where similar mistakes may have happened. This is not so you can beat yourself up, but just to notice where the closeness may have become less or created distance. If there have been times in the relationship where you are holding on to regrets, where you wish you did do or say something, or you really wish you didn't do or say something, it won't serve you to hold on to those regrets and beat yourself up, but more to look at those observations with neutrality and notice that you were doing the best you could with the tools you had at the time. It's only upon reflection that you can now see that there may have been another way to do it, but at the time, that wasn't there for you. In the sixth layer to explore, this is where we want to look at things that you may have begun to avoid, remove or distance yourself from, like people, events, social situations, intimacy, connection or conversations, going out in public, holding hands. Did you withdraw from parts of yourself in some way or from them? Like you may have avoided areas mentally when areas of conversation became tricky, emotionally when things were feeling a little different or awkward, or avoided areas physically in terms of touch or closeness in order to handle the newness of the situation, or simply as you explored the new relationship. For first relationships, or really new relationships, everything is a brand new experience, and we can sometimes shrink ourselves as we learn to cope with the new experience and grapple with the shifts and changes in ourselves. Our hormonal and physical reactions all start pinging in a new way, and often without anyone teaching or talking to us about what to expect. And also as we adapt to having another in our world in a brand new way. Another way to look at this question is to notice areas of your life you may have given up on or couldn't be bothered with, perhaps didn't have the energy for once you met your previous partner. Maybe you decided something wasn't important anymore. You might have let go of hobbies or time with friends, things you would normally have loved doing, like dancing, mountain biking, horse riding, surfing, or certain types of food. So check areas where you may have let go of something to make it easier to be in this relationship. At the time, it may have seemed like you were choosing to do that or wanted to make certain decisions. But do notice if you shut down a choice you would have preferred to make for yourself, or if you let someone else down by going along with what you thought your previous partner would have wanted. So to recap what you're looking for in this layer, you're looking for things that you maybe avoided, removed, gave up on, shut down, or distanced yourself from. And maybe even noticing where your previous partner did the same for you. In this next layer, we want to know if there were any parts of your relationship where you wanted more of something, perhaps more connection, activities, shared goals, more friendship, kindness, respect, loving gestures or conversation, or truthful communication. What were you hoping the relationship would be, feel or look like? It's like that future projection of what you wanted it to be. What possibilities did you see the relationship growing into? Were these hopes and dreams communicated about? And what parts of these areas were hopes and dreams in your own mind, and what parts were real to each other? What parts of these areas were agreed upon and spoken about, or were they kind of hidden and just stayed in your own mind? These can be things that you were reaching for, maybe even an old pattern, wish or want that you've had from childhood, but hadn't actually spoken about it clearly and assumed that they might be in agreement with you. So did the other person know you were reaching for it as something together, or did you frame it as a want and thought they were in on it too? This is your opportunity to explore how you expressed what you were reaching for and what you wanted the relationship to be. This is a great opportunity to check if you had any hidden wants that you were reaching for. Like, did you want to be rescued or saved from the life you were living and hoping it would be this person who would bring you out of the murk? Sometimes the loss of a relationship can be a lot about the loss of your future projection of what you thought it could be. What you thought you would feel like with this person. The reality, however, can be quite different. So what we want to find here is what was actually clearly communicated about, so what was real to each other, and then get exactly what it was that remained a dream in your own mind. Perhaps the other person didn't even know you were thinking or feeling these things. At the end of your relationship, you may have felt betrayed or let down, but sometimes a previous partner had no awareness of your expectations. More often than not, the early feelings that you experience in a relationship that are full of love and attraction is the love and attraction you begin to feel for yourself because this person is interested in you. When that love and attraction is diminished, you can feel destabilized or return to feeling how you used to feel about yourself, which may have been less than optimum, giving us the real knowledge that it is self-love, appreciation, acknowledgement, self-forgiveness, and acceptance of who you are, where the real work is needed. So you aren't relying on the presence of another to feel amazing about yourself or your future. This last area to explore in this section is where we want to know if there were any red flags, anything you didn't like, wondered about, or noticed that wasn't optimum. Maybe you pretended you didn't notice or were okay with it for the sake of the parts you may have liked about the relationship at the time. Maybe you raised these noticings only to feel foolish, oversensitive, or silly for bringing it up, which made it less likely to raise a topic the next time you noticed it. Maybe you expressed it to a friend or family member and got a response like, "Nobody's perfect," or "They're really nice in this other way," allowing you to brush off your gut feelings. So do your best to reflect back without blame where you may have had a red flag or an orange flag about your relationship, but chose to bottle it up at the time. This is where you get to notice where you limited or squashed your own intuition. I personally believe that knowledge and honesty is empowering, and looking at all the nooks and crannies of a relationship thoroughly, once or twice, getting as much truth of the wonderful and amazing and the awful and ugly parts, can allow you to have more choice and more freedom in the future, as you become less likely to repeat a pattern, hoping for a different outcome from the same old behavior. If you feel like more information and exploration of the relationship is required, you can repeat the questions in this section, or of course you can come back later too. Well done on getting to the end of section one. I am so proud of you for confronting all the pieces you have been looking at in this section. I congratulate you for taking responsibility for your return to happiness. See you in the next section of Clean Up Your Breakup.